Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're just joining us, or if you're rejoining us, I guess I should say. I'm Maggie Dawn. It is Monday. Hope your work week is starting out well. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and you're going to want to keep listening because at 5 o'clock, it's Civic Media's Multi-State Text to Win giveaway. Go for the green and gold. Every day we've got daily prizes, cash, gold jewelry, and the grand prize is a couple of tickets to see Green Bay play Minnesota in late November. You want to be a winner like Dave from Kenosha listening on WRJN or Angie from Hammond listening at WSCM. So stay tuned. The word to win on this Monday will be dropped in the 5 o'clock hour. Go get that Civic Media app so that you are ready to get entered. But right now we've got an incredibly important guest. Her name is Heather Williams. She's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, the DLCC. And we're going to be talking about 2026, as well as the bright spots for Democrats that we're seeing all across the nation in special elections. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Heather. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
So happy to have you. This is a critically important conversation because I think people feel a little down, but there are reasons for hope and excitement. But let's start with the basics. A lot of people know about the DCCC. They've heard of that, but not everybody knows what the DLCC is. So please share with folks what your organization's all about.
Yeah, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, or DLCC, is the campaign arm for state legislatures. Our work is building power in our state capitals across the country.
Excuse me, which is so important, especially leading up to the 2026 midterms, especially given the gerrymandering race to the bottom that we're seeing. But let's start here at home. We've got a chance in 2026 for Democrats to take back both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature. Early signals look good. Of course, we've got Judge Crawford's victory in April of this year. We've got much fairer maps in the state. We've been interviewing a few of the folks that have entered the races in toss-up districts that are almost 50-50 right now. Chances look good, especially given the fact that Trump continues a free fall in basically any poll that's worth its salt. Tell us, what's the DLCC looking at in Wisconsin for 2026?
I mean, I think there's a lot of exciting things happening in Wisconsin. And hopefully, I don't need to tell your listeners that, because I hope that folks are getting involved and finding their current state reps and participating in their door knocking and all of the work that they're doing already. We also know that there's many candidates that are raising their hand to run for office. And we're just really excited about the opportunity. I think Wisconsin has been a place, and I know you know this, I know all of the listeners know this, that their voice has been silenced because of a gerrymander that didn't allow for people to actively participate in choosing their state legislator. And that is no longer the case. And it's been really amazing with the strong organizing across the state, the incredible candidates who have raised their hand to run for office, and just the dynamic leadership in both of these legislative chambers, what it has meant for progress in 2024, and how excited we are about the opportunity here in 26.
Yeah, I think this is one of those election cycles that could really be a major tipping point in Wisconsin, and given Wisconsin's importance nationally as sort of a bellwether for what's happening in our nation's politics, it's an incredibly important election cycle. This is one of those opportunities that I say to listeners, people are frustrated. I think the news is incredibly depressing. It is, the Steve Bannon flood the zone. There seems to be never-ending bad news all of the time. This is an opportunity in this cycle specifically for people to get involved. These are candidates that you can hear, see, feel, and touch. You can meet them. You can door knock for them. It's all about ground game. It's all about organic grassroots movements. That's what has always worked in the state of Wisconsin. It's why I'm so excited as we here at Civic Media get to meet these incredible candidates as the season develops. But let's talk about some of these bright spots that we're seeing nationwide, Heather. And folks, if you're just joining us, my guest this half hour is Heather Williams, president of the DLCC, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. There are many reasons to be very, very hopeful, given some of the big wins that Democrats have notched in special elections since the November devastating loss to Donald Trump. We had, of course, Caitlin Dre on this show just about a month ago. She won a big seat in Iowa that had gone Republican. She basically flipped that by double digits. Heather, tell us about these bright spots that the DLCC are seeing across the country.
Yeah, Senator Dre now of Iowa is such a great example of the the kind of people that we're seeing run for office all across the country. And as you alluded to, we do have some very real bright spots. You know, we have special elections basically every Tuesday at the state legislative ballot level. There's more than 7,000 state legislators, so as you can imagine, there's always a little activity happening. And we know one of the clearest ways to change the course of our country is to elect different people. And we are seeing the voters show up and do that all the time. And what's interesting about this is our special elections are in, they're in red states, they're in blue states, they're in purple states, same with red, blue, purple communities. And we are seeing energy around the candidates, the Democratic candidates in all of these places. And we see this, I think, both because these candidates are of their community, right? They're real yes. people looking for solutions, trying to be a part of a new way forward. And that really, right, like resonates with their districts and with their communities. But also, they are still in their communities. They're connecting with people on the issues that they care most about. They're having real conversations about what a path forward could look like, about the way, you know, these mega policies and this economic approach is hurting them, the way that they don't see a path forward, or they're not sure how they could be doing all the things right, but still feel like they're behind. And those conversations and holding space for that is really creating opportunities for Democrats to connect with voters. And voters are delivering good results. We saw this flip in Iowa. There was a flip of another double-digit Trump seat a little bit earlier in the year, another one in Pennsylvania. We protected majorities already in legislatures. This is a bright spot, and it's going to continue to build as we move into the off-year elections here in November, where lots of voters have an opportunity to make their voice heard, and then, of course, carry this into the momentum and I think the environment as we set up for these midterms.
Yeah, it is. I think this is the time for people start to really pay attention. What I think is the unfortunate reality of the big, brutal bill, we're seeing both candidates flip state legislative districts in some of these specials. We've also seen Democrats that are running a Democratic district pick up margins in some of the special elections. I say the unfortunate part is this is all before the impacts of the big, brutal bill have really even begun to take hold. People are going to have absolute sticker shock when the ACA exchanges open on November 1st. Premiums will be skyrocketing. Many folks won't be able to afford insurance at all. We know that businesses have not yet fully incorporated or figured out what they're going to absorb and what they will ultimately be required to pass on to customers in terms of the tariff terror that Trump has unleashed. So we know that, frankly, and sadly, so much more pain and I think whipsaw breaking of promises is still on the horizon. When you look into 2026, Wisconsin is obviously big ticket item for the DLCC. What other states are you focusing on that you think maybe have legislatures that are up for grabs?
Yeah, this is a great question. There are five state legislative chambers where a change of one seat would mean Democrats lose power. We've got on the November ballot in 2025, the Virginia House of Delegates. And then we move into 26, where we've got one seat majority and a tie in Minnesota chambers. We've got a one seat majority in the Michigan Senate, a one seat majority in the Pennsylvania House. So returning those majorities and protecting and expanding upon them, right, is really critical. And then we've got these great opportunities in Wisconsin to build upon real progress and challenge these Republicans who are, you know, so out of step and out of touch with what's going on in people's lives and the solutions that they need, you know, to feel good about the direction of their own lives and this country. In addition to Wisconsin, we're looking at the Michigan House. We have an opportunity to change that trajectory, pick up that legislative chamber, and make progress in places like Arizona and New Hampshire, Georgia, making sure that we're protecting the governor's veto pen in North Carolina. And, you know, evaluating as we move through this midterm cycle, evaluating what's happening in, you know, in voters' lives and how they're feeling about the direction of the country to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity that exists.
Folks, again, that is Heather Williams. She's president of the DLCC, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. We're going to get into redistricting, but I want to ask you this question, Heather, because in Democratic circles, when I'm talking to my friends, this seems to be a big focus. And that is, what do we do when the dog catches the car? And that means I think some of this is highly possible, if not probable, in 2026, given the dissatisfaction across the country with Donald Trump's failed policies on virtually, well, everything. Do Democrats, does the DLCC, is there an organizing principle to help Democrats focus on what can be high impact, high level results for voters who may be very disaffected and feel like Donald Trump has broken promises to them?
I mean, I think for us, right, we have a solution. We have our spotlight races. These are races that we've identified across the country that, you know, represent the opportunity of state legislatures of progress. We identify these candidates. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org to find out more. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved, who want to get in front of these opportunities, and frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work, and we must, right, like, communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it. And we're going to win these races having those kinds of conversations. We did it in 2024, despite the top of the ticket performance. And we're going to do it in 2026 in the exact same way.
Folks, again, that's Heather Williams. She's going to come back with me on the other side. She's the president of the DLCC. One of the things that's really interesting in this moment is what the primary cycles are going to look like for some of these seats and who Democratic voters turn out for to be the response to Trump. If y'all have been listening to me for basically more than 5 minutes, I call myself a radical pragmatist. I want the stuff that's going to work, and I want people that can deliver real solutions. We're going to continue to talk about what that looks like for Democrats in 26. We're going to also talk about the gerrymandering race to the bottom and what that means beyond 26 with Heather Williams. Stay with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.